in the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the sixth Sunday of the Great Fast, and we all know that this Sunday is called Sunday of the Man Born Blind, and it is commonly known also as Sunday of Baptism. As the story of the man tells us about how, with the power of God and the obedience of the man, God made power, give power to the water in order to make it able to open the eye of this man who was born blind. And this man who lived his life as a beggar on the corner of the street, just waiting for anyone to give him something in order for him to be able to live and sustain his living, this man was cornered by the Pharisees and they squeezed him severely, asking him many questions. What do you say about this man? They suggested for him even to say that this man is a sinner. They said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner because he did what he did on Sabbath day. But this poor person, as we might look at him, stood and he answered for his belief bravely. And also he reasoned with those people who were well educated in the law of Moses, and he ashamed them with his answers. This man also put us all in shame when we are asked about our belief and then we hesitate to answer, or we feel like it is not it's not something important that we withstand and we answer for what we believe is true. 4 points should come to our minds when we are asked about our belief. One related to the people who ask, one related to us, and two related to God who called us to his name. The first thing that we should be remembering when we are asked about our belief, that this might be the people's opportunity to be visited by God. Those people who ask us, maybe this is will be the time when they will hear and they will believe, will be converted, and they will know God and worship him. Yes, maybe not, but who knows? When God called Jonah to go to the people of Nineveh, those people were given only one calling, one chance, and this was once and for all. That's it. You believe this time or you will all perish. And the people made use of the warning of Jonah and was converted. Who of us can predict? Maybe the people who are asking me today, and they come and say, why are you fasting? What is going on in your church? Maybe this is the time when I will start talking about my belief and let them know about God and about his church. When St. Paul was presented before the governor, Felix, he was presented basically to defend himself. And the man was, of course, asking St. Paul, questioning him, in order to find something maybe to send him to the emperor with. He wants to sentence him. St. Paul did not think too much about himself or the situation that he is at. His old defense was not intended to declare himself innocent before the governor, but rather to convert this man, try to make him Christian. St. Paul resembles all of us, who are so much maybe occupied and overwhelmed with our day-to-day issues. Every one of us goes in the morning and he thinks, what is before me today? What are the challenges that I have to meet? How will my boss receive me today? A lot of things in our minds. But St. Paul actually was minded with something else. Maybe today it's an opportunity for me to call upon someone, to preach the gospel to someone. Maybe this man who is going to ask me today, this is his first and last opportunity to hear the word of God. I should not be losing it. We all the people who ask us about our belief, we owe them an answer. Maybe this is their chance. And when we waste it, we waste for those people an opportunity to come to the knowledge of the living God. The second point that should be in our minds while we are asked about our belief, that the lamb is not lit to be placed under a basket. God did not call us and make us like him to shine like light to the world in order for us to go and hide under a basket. And then I just live for myself and my family, and that's all. The lamb is not let to be under a basket. This is what the Lord said. St. Paul, he summarized this when he stood before King Agrippa. He said, we read this in the book of Acts, and Paul said, I would to God that not only you, when he asked him, do you want to make me Christian? He said to him, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both, almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. This is what I am after. I am wanted to make you light as I am. I wanted to preach you the gospel. I want to make you to know the one who purchased you with his blood. We are called to be light and salt. The salt has no value. As a substance, it is the cheapest substance that you might ever buy from the market. But its value comes from what? When it is working, when it is added to the food, it gives taste and it is indispensable. But if the salt chooses to stay in the pantry, just doing nothing, feeling comfortable, secured by being away from everyone, even not willing to answer when asked, then at that time the salt has no value, it is useless, and it has no other, actually, there is no other reason to keep the salt in the house if we are not going to use it. Remember this, you are called to be light, you are called to be salt. And light and salt should be working, should be functioning. So the first reason why we should be answering about our belief and we stand for it, something we owe it to the people who ask, maybe this is opportunity to know about God. The second reason, we owe it to ourselves. This is what God made us for. We are created, sent to the world in order to shine like the light, to function as a salt, and by this we bring people to the knowledge of God. The third reason why we should be answering in a way that reflects our trust in what we believe, a reason we owe it to God. It is the time to witness for all what he has done for me. The man born blind, he met with the Lord once. The Lord made him one favor as he might understand. And the man could not hold himself from answering. I am not going to shy away and say, I do not know, like his parents. His parents didn't want to answer. They said, he is of age, ask him. But the man said, he answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. If the Lord made you a favor, made you and me a favor, we owe him an answer. We owe him to witness to those people and bring them to him. Saint Ignatius, a man, a bishop in the second century of Christianity, he was sentenced before the emperor, and the emperor was trying him, and he threatened him to throw him to the beasts and to like burn him with fire. And I said to him, if you deny Christ, I will set you free. Just say one word and I will let you go. And the man answered him in a way. He said to him, 80 years I have come to know my Lord. He never did me any wrong. Now you ask me to come and deny him. How can I do this? I cannot. There is no way I will be doing this. How can I come now and I say I do not know him? The man felt he cannot deny his master. He has to witness to him because all what he has done to him. The more I feel God's hand in my life, the more I feel his goodness towards me, the more I taste of his forgiveness, and I know that I do not deserve all of his goodness towards me, the more I will feel compelled to answer. The more I am self-conscious with only myself, I am self-centered, and I live only to satisfy my needs, and the whole world is like revolving around me, the more I will feel like I do not owe the Lord anything. What is the big deal? Somebody else to answer. I will just stand and say, I do not know. Or maybe it's not a big deal. And maybe I refer like this person, like maybe later, and then I close the discussion. But if I feel I am really in a tie, I am bound to my Lord, I will feel joyful to answer. We all, when we are proud of something or somebody, we even bring the subject to discussion in order to tell somebody else. We all as parents do this. When maybe my son or my daughter get good grades, I try to create maybe a discussion in order to tell others that, you know something, my son has got this grade in the whatever test. I am very proud. I wanted to tell everyone. How do we feel also regarding our master who purchased us? How do we feel towards his love and his kindness towards us? Do we feel like we want to tell others? We are waiting for the opportunity to be asked in order to tell, or we do not have the same feeling. So as we said, there is a reason why we should be answered, that we owe it to the people who ask, a reason that we owe it to ourselves, and two reasons, one to God. The first one, it is time to witness to the one who loved us. The second reason, we have to remember at the time of judgment, if we deny him, he also will deny us. It's very clear, the Lord is watching over you and me, and he is watching how you are going to answer, how you are going to respond. If you shy away and you say, we do not know, I do not know him, we will receive the same answer by God in the time of judgment. Before his saints and angels, when we will be presented before him, he will answer the same way. I do not know him, because when he was asked about me, he said, I do not know him as well. Remember these reasons, and remember that we are not living here on earth only for something related to us. We are here, the reason is related to him. It's all about him. We are tools, and that we are created in his image to reflect him, to let everyone know about him. Remember the man born blind, who stood bravely and in meekness to defend his belief. It was very recent, but meanwhile the man was very strong. Remember that when you are asked about your belief, you want answer, because this might be the people's opportunity to be visited by God. You are a lamb, you are a light, and the lamb is not lit to be placed under a basket. It is the time to witness for all what he has done for you. And remember, if you deny him, he will also deny you. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.